It was a regular day at the ballpark. The crack of the bat, the crowd cheering as a player hits a ball out of the stadium, and Parker, the Fresno Grizzlies mascot, making the audience smile between innings. But just outside the stadium, a different sort of event was taking place, one that involved robots, chainsaws, rockets, 3D printers, and more. And no, this isn't a sci-fi movie gone awry in downtown Fresno, but rather a maker fair. Over 33 makers, scientists, welders, knitters, painters, and designers lined the concourse around Chukchansey Park this past Sunday to share their latest piece of creativity. The Fresno Mini Maker Fair, coined the greatest show and tell on earth, was a joint venture between the Fresno Grizzlies and Fresno Idea Works, a local group with a goal to spark innovation in the valley.
We wanted to create a space where people can get together and work on projects together. And so that's what Fresno Idea Works is. And so the Makers Fair is kind of the extension of that, is bringing it to the community, seeing what everyone else is doing, and that we're not alone and that we want to make things.
That was James Thornburg, the president of Fresno Idea Works. The first Maker Fair was held in San Mateo in 2005. Fairs of the same sort have popped up all over the globe, including in New York, the UK, and Tokyo. The events are part science fair, part county fair, and part something entirely new, according to the makers themselves. Last year, the group said some 165,000 people attended the organization's flagship events in New York and the Bay Area. Last month, even the White House hosted a Google Plus Hangout dedicated to the maker movement. Back in Fresno, around 10 local high school robotics teams filled a pavilion at the stadium with robots that can do everything from shooting hoops to pitching a baseball. Chandler Warren is 17 years old and part of the Bird Brains, the Buchanan High School robotics team. His robot throws frisbees.
We had to build the robot in a way that we could pick up frisbees and get frisbees through a feeder slot so our human players can feed our robot with frisbees. And then we had to build a mechanism to shoot the frisbees into goals.
And then there's Steve Dorosky, a carpenter with Monster City Theme Works in Los Banos. Dorosky makes tree houses and pirate ships.
I do chainsaw carving. I do signs, tikis, easy stuff. It's just fun. I'm trying to get people involved in learning how to do it. That's what Idea Works is. I'm actually going to be an instructor there when they open up to do treasure chests and little signs, chainsaw carving. Try to get people who want to learn how to do this to be able to learn how to do this at a place like that.
John Roop was also at the Makers Fair. He is building a replica of downtown Fresno from 1900. His detailed interpretation of what downtown used to be is made out of cardboard, paint, Elmer's glue, and pieces of copper. Roop hopes to preserve the history of downtown Fresno in his models, including a detailed replica of the old Fresno County Courthouse.
During the 20s, the Victorian architecture was viewed as hideous and gaudy, so the more ornate buildings were demolished first in the 20s, and anything that remained that had most of the flourishes removed off of them.
Roop made his first scale model of a Victorian home when he was 20 years old.
I've always been fascinated with the architecture that doesn't exist in Fresno anymore. It's just kind of evolved. I wasn't really planning on doing the full-scale street. It was just a hobby.
Roop hopes the Maker Fair and Idea Works help bring about revitalization to downtown Fresno.
I was raised here, and I'm really glad to see that downtown Fresno is starting to get life back into it. It's always been sad to see nobody there and nothing happening in downtown, and it's really nice to see people starting to go back there and development and people starting to move in.
Fresno Idea Works hopes to gather innovators in a part of the city where a hub of innovation once was.
When the space is fully operational, we plan to have everything, full metal shop, full wood shop, full electronics lab, computer lab with CAD, 3D printers, 3D scanners, everything. It's just going to take a little bit of time to get to that point.
And according to Thornburg, the Makers Fair is just the beginning for Fresno Idea Works. The group is creating a non-profit hackerspace in downtown Fresno where homegrown ideas can become a reality. Already the sounds of tinkers, welders, sculptors, and idea makers can be heard coming from downtown Fresno. But in a year or two, Thornburg says that a culture of innovation will be in place in the region. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.